Hanging. A Due South story written by Akamine-chan and read by Lutula. Ray's bracelet flashes silver in the sunlight. Fraser hears the roar of blood in his ears and fear slows time to a crawl. He watches with sick fascination as Ray's long fingers flex and slip off the metal railing. The Chicago street below is crowded with lunchtime traffic. In the distance, Fraser can hear the wailing of sirens. He reaches, twists and grabs, bracing himself for the jolt as he takes the brunt of Ray's full weight with one arm. Desperately, he grips Ray's hand tightly, too tightly, feeling the grinding of wrist bones as he slows the dangling swing of Ray's body. Fraser ignores the burning pain in his shoulder, ignores the railing digging into his chest. He blocks out everything except for the fierce desire to hold on to Ray. For a moment, looking down into Ray's terrified face, Fraser can see the future. The empty corridor of his life, lonely and joyless, framed by cold duty and fear. The layers of scar tissue that cover the wounds, hidden but not healed. A blurry glimpse of his existence, useless, unlived and unloved. Reflected in Ray's blue eyes is the knowledge of an inexorable downward slide that ends with a bottle of whiskey, his service revolver, and a bitter taste in his mouth. Fraser. The quaver in Ray's voice shocks him back into the here and now. He meets Ray's eyes and whispers, "I'm not going to lose you, Ray." He tightens his grip and doesn't let go. The end. This has been a reading of Hanging by Akamine-chan. You can find more of her stories at akamine_chan.dreamwidth.org. And you can find more of my podfic at lutsula.dreamwidth.org.